வந்தேஹம் ஸ்ரீகுரு.
The following is an arrival address given by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 9th of February 1975 in Los Angeles, California.
Sri Rupam Chakrajatam. This life is meant for reviving our lost Krishna consciousness. There is Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, how it is happening that this place was a church and nobody was coming? So much so that they had to ask, sell it to others. We purchased it. When I first came here to see this church, there is nobody. The place is the same. The people is the same. I have not brought men from India. Why it is crowded now? This is the proof that in everyone's heart Krishna consciousness is there. Nitya Siddha Krishna Bhakti Saddha Kabhu Noah. It is not artificial way of taking something sentimental. Otherwise, how in my absence all these boys and girls are maintaining the status quo very nicely. I am very glad. That is required. This is the proof that in everyone's heart there is Krishna consciousness. Nitya Siddha Krishna Bhakti Saddha Kabhu Noy Sravanadi Shuddha Chitte Karoye Udoy. Udoy means awakening. It is not an artificial way of giving something, imposing something to become Krishna conscious. No. The Krishna consciousness is there in everyone's heart. It has to be awakened by a certain process. That process is Sravana Kirtan. 9 different types of devotional service. Sravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Pada Sevanam Archanam Bandhanam Dasam Sakham Atmanivedanam. So, anywhere, it doesn't matter, either in India or outside. The people thought like that, that Krishna consciousness is the monopoly business for the Indians or for the Hindus. They were thinking like that. It cannot be preached, nobody will take it. But I thought, if Krishna is God, why it will not be taken by anyone? It must be taken. I was not very much hopeful to become successful. When I was in Boston Port, I wrote one poetry that I do not know why I have been brought here, how these people will take to Krishna consciousness. As soon as I will say these four regulatory principles, they will ask me to go away. It is very difficult for this country or this part of the world to follow the four principles of regulative life. No illicit sex, no gambling, no meat eating, and no intoxication. Even Lord Jetland, when he was given this formula for becoming advanced in spiritual consciousness, he flatly replied, it is impossible for us. But impossible thing can be made possible by the grace of Krishna. That is possible. Krishna is all-powerful, provided we are serious and sincere. That is the main business. We must be very serious and sincere. Then Krishna will give you intelligence. That is said in the Bhagavad Gita. Tesam satadriptanam bhajatam pridipurvam buddhi yogam dadami tam jinama hujanti. Anyone who is engaged very seriously, satata juktana, 24 hours thinking, Krishna, how can I serve you? This is the only business. Manvana bhavamad bhakta majyadi mahang namaskar. Four things. Always think of Krishna. This Hare Krishna means, oh, the energy of Krishna, oh Krishna, please engage me in your service. I have given service to this material world so much, but I could not satisfy the master, neither I am satisfied. Everyone is serving, society, friendship, love, family, country, but none of them are satisfied. None of them are. Even your president, he could not satisfy you. You have to drag him down. Neither he could satisfy himself. Even Gandhi could not satisfy his countrymen, although he gave so much service. He was shot dead. So this is the material world. You cannot satisfy anyone. Neither you become satisfied materially engaged. This is called material world. We may show some artificial satisfaction, but there cannot be satisfaction in the material world. First of all, you have to take it as axiomatic truth that there is no happiness and there cannot be any satisfaction in this material world. Then we'll make spiritually advance. If you have got little faith still that I can be satisfied, I can be happy materially, then that is Maya's influence. That is Maya's influence. There is no possibility. So, if you want satisfaction, then you have to take to Krishna consciousness. Compulsory. You must. There is no other alternative. Therefore, Narottam Das Thakur sings, Hari Hari Bhale Janamakumai. My dear Lord Krishna, I have simply wasted my time. Actually, anyone who has not taken Krishna consciousness, simply wasting time. This is fact, scientifically true. But they do not know it. Maya mohit. Mohitam na vijanati mameva param abhyam. Being covered by the illusory energy, they do not know the background of this gigantic cosmic manifestation. That is Krishna. So intelligence means to find out Krishna. It is stated, my dear Lord, please wind up your this dazzling rays so that I can actually see your face. Within Brahma Jyoti, the Krishna is there. So Krishna can be seen only by service. You cannot challenge Krishna. Krishna, come here, I shall see. No, that is not possible. You have to submit. Therefore Krishna says, Sarvadharman parityajya mamekam saranam. That is the way. You have to surrender. So long you don't surrender, that is up to you. Krishna will not force you. He is almighty, he can force you, but he does not do that. He says you do this. If you do not do it, that is your business. But I say you do it. So Krishna says everything in the Bhagavad Gita. People are simply misled by so-called rascals, yogis, samis, incarnation, magician, juggler, bluffer. But they come and go. They cannot do anything. Because they are themselves cheated. So how they can do good to others? So don't be member of the society of cheaters and cheated. Then the life will be spoiled. Our only request, this Krishna consciousness movement is, take to Krishna consciousness. Krishna, 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 hey, this is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's thought. Always chant Krishna, Krishna or Hare Krishna as it is convenient. That is the way, only simple way. There is no difficulty. There is no loss. These boys and girls took Krishna, Krishna, so there was no loss. But now, everything is gain. So why not make an experiment? Chant Hare Krishna. Always. Satatam kirtayantam mam jatantascha dhiravrata. Namasantascha mana bhaktya nitya jikto upasati. This process, I am very glad that we are following. Despite all impediments, the deity is nicely decorated, and the deity is worshipped, and he is pleased upon you. Be blessed. Continue this process. Don't deviate. Strictly follow the regulative principles. Chant Hare Krishna at least 16 times, and you'll be happy. There is no doubt of it. You can experience, it is not an imposition. Don't leave this process. Then in this life, he will be able to understand Krishna. It is very difficult to understand Krishna. Manushanam sahasreshu kaschid jatati siddhaye jatatam kisiddhyanam kaschid vetimam tatta. To understand Krishna, it's very, very difficult. Even for the siddhas, those have attained perfection of life. Krishna says, jatatamapi siddhana. First of all, out of many, many millions of persons, one endeavor to become siddha, perfect. That is also not very easy. Siddha. Siddha means perfectly self-realized. Aham Brahmasmi. That is Siddhi. That is the Siddhi of human life. The dogs, cats' life, they cannot understand that I am Brahma, Aham Brahmasmi. They think I am dog. But if you think like that, I am American, I am Indian, I am Hindu, I am Muslim, then you are no better than the dogs and cats. They are also thinking like that. But when you think yourself that I am not this body, I am spirit soul, that is called Brahma Bhuta. Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma, Nasochati Nakang. After that, after being Brahma Bhuta, samasarveshu bhuteshu mad bhakti lavati param. Then bhakti life begins. After being liberated, after being self-realized, then bhakti begins. And as soon as bhakti begins, then you understand Krishna. Bhakta mam avijanati javan jaschani tat. You cannot understand Krishna by any other process. By jnana, by yoga, by tapasya, by karma, by sacrifice, by charity. You cannot understand. Simply, Krishna says, bhakta bhava vijana. If you want to know Krishna as he is, then you have to take to this process. Very simple process. Manmana bhava madbhakta majjaji mang namaskar. Always think of me, become my devotee. Worship me and offer your respectful obeisances and poor things. That is here. Chant Hare Krishna, that you will be thinking of Krishna, Manmana. And unless you are devotee, you cannot engage your time in that way. Then if you chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra, automatically you become devotee. Then you worship deity. Unless you are a devotee, you cannot worship Krishna. The atheist will say they are worshipping some idol. No, that is not fair. They do not know that here is Krishna personally. He is accepting the devotee's service in a manner in which we can serve him at the present moment. If Krishna shows you the Virata Rupa, then you cannot serve him where you will get the dress of the Virata Rupa. The whole world's cloth factory will fail. Therefore Krishna has accepted a 4 feet small deity so that you can acquire Krishna's dress within your means. You can put Krishna within your means. That is Krishna's mercy. Therefore it is forbidden. Archi Vishnu Shiladhi. If any rascal thinks that in the Vishnu form a stone as wood, Vaishnavi Jati Buddhi, devotees consider as belonging to certain nation, caste, these are Naraki Buddhi. This is not to be done. It is fair that here is Krishna, very kindly, just to show me favor. He has come in this form. But he is Krishna, he is not stone. Even if it is stone, that is also Krishna. Because there is nothing else but Krishna, anything. Without Krishna, there is no existence. Sarvam khalu idam brahma. So Krishna has got the power that even in his so-called shape of stone, he can accept your service. That is Krishna. So you have to understand these things. And if you understand properly what is Krishna, this much qualification will make you fit for being liberated even in this life. Janma kanma medibbam jyo janati taptata takta dheham punar janmi. Mami. We all stated there. So Krishna can be understood only by devotional service, by no other. You cannot speculate. Krishna may be like this, just the Mayavadi is the imagine. The imagination will not help you. You cannot imagine God. That is foolishness. God is not subjected to your imagination. Then he is not God. Why he should be subjected to your imagination? So these things have to be understood properly. And one can understand properly when he is pure devotee. Otherwise not. Nāhaṁ prakāsa sarvasu yuga māyā samāpritā. I am not exposed to everyone. Why he should be exposed to everyone? When he is pleased, he will reveal himself. Sevan mukhi hi jivhado swayameva spurata. You cannot ask the sun to appear immediately. When he is pleased, he will appear in the morning. Similarly, you have to please Krishna so that he will appear before you. and talk with him and bless him. Thank you very much.